Saturday Live on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax, your What's On guide to Dublin. And as always, every week with Ed Finn, we do this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk and Ed is back. Ed spent some time in his home county, the rebel county of Cork. How was your week, Ed?
Wonderful, actually. I have great time, of course, with the wonderful weather we're having everywhere now. It's amazing how Ireland is such a beautiful country in this weather, you know. And Cork would be, I suppose, one of the nicest places. And I'm not biased, Robbie.
I love that you can go to Cork umpteen times and see something new every time you go there.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of things that people would know about Cork, I mean, it's famous for a lot of things, I suppose. A lot of people would argue that the English market is the best market in Ireland, sort of this still working indoor market. And again, I was in there. I had a great time. Of course, everyone knows that that's where the Queen visited famously on her trip, and I think was her kind of favorite place because she actually got to kind of meet people a lot. But again, it's fabulous in there. Really good place to see. Now, other stuff that is new there, Robbie, that I tried as well, the Nano Nagel, which is famous up in St. Finbar's Cathedral. Very nice and well worth checking out. I did it before, but as I said, I just did a quick visit. One place that's really come on in leaps and bounds there, Robbie, the Marina Markets, right? I was staying in the Metropole Hotel there, which is on McCurtain Street. And I'll just go back into that. It's now called the VQ, or what was the Victorian Quarter. But so it was only about a 20-minute walk from there. But the Marina Markets, Robbie, would be like, it's a complete, it's all indoor, but it's a huge variety of all these different sort of food stalls. And then at the weekends, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you have, like, you know, vintage clothes, and it's like a kind of a flea market in a way. But they've all these big sofas and couches inside, and then there's a huge big outside open area where people are sitting having kind of food there. Really, really interesting, very arty, you know, from amazing coffees to sort of amazing cakes to, you name it, food from all over the world. So I had a lovely gourmet sausage there, Robbie, and a gorgeous some lovely local cakes and stuff. But what I really like about it as well is it's indoors and outdoors, and they've loads of music. They've got like shops there you can buy vinyl records and, you know, all that sort of new vintage stuff. But what's really come on in leaps and bounds, Robbie, as well, McCurtain Street now has become a real bohemian kind of quarter down there in Cork. There's a huge array of restaurants, Robbie, that have all just kind of mushroomed up there as well. So, I mean, the offerings in terms of like food, beautiful antique shops there, flower shops, Clancy's on Prince's Street, fabulous live music there last weekend, great bands playing, lovely food there again, very affordable. And they've pedestrianized a lot of the kind of streets there around Oliver Plunkett Street. Again, you probably know that I don't need to kiss the Blarney Stone, Robbie, right? But I did pop out because
there's enough kissing going on.
What was really nice was the gardens are incredible, right? They've spent a lot of money and time and effort on the gardens there. And Paul, the manager, was telling me about all the different plants and stuff. It's absolutely super. So, I mean, if you have years ago, like, done the Blarney Stone, go back and check it out again, because the gardens and the castle and the little town of Blarney as well is gorgeous. And another thing, Robbie, just to mention, Photo Wildlife Park was never looking better. And again, in the weather, of course, this, you thought you were in South Africa, you know, it was really lovely.
And they have a lovely hotel there as well.
Brilliant. You know, you can go in there for lovely afternoon teas or lunches, but like really stunning. And the Arboretum with these massive cedar trees, Robbie, like, you know, absolutely gorgeous as well. And the other quick thing I'd mention, Spike Island, if you haven't done it, it's won awards as the best tourist attraction over the years. They've really brought it on. It's terrific now. You know, it was, of course, the prison and all that, but very, very nice.
So what can you expect from going to Spike Island?
The history of Spike Island is very interesting because it was actually a prison, right? And I suppose an island prison, which was for over 400 years, right? Now, some of the Cromwellian prisoners in the 1600s would have been there, right? So it's 103 acres in Cork Harbour. Before it was a prison, Robbie, it was a monastic settlement, right? Which is interesting. And what you see there now is an 18th century kind of bastion fort called Fort Mitchell. And of course, the islands, like the strategic location within the harbour, meant that it was used for defence as well. But like over the years, going way back to the 1300s, you'll see there an awful lot of history from back when it was a monastic site right up to now. But they've done it incredibly well. It's all preserved. And I went kind of not reading up too much about it. And I can see why it won awards, really, because it is a lovely, you want a good half day to do it.
And how far out on the boat is it? How long of a trip?
Oh, it's not much. It was about a half an hour, I think. It was very quick. You know what I mean? It was really quick. I was chatting to people that were over from America that they were actually going out there, and they had ancestors that had been imprisoned on the island. So to be honest with you, I got so engrossed chatting to these lovely people from San Francisco, I didn't even realize the time on the boat, Robbie. But they were checking up their whole ancestry thing, you know. But really, really great. But the whole area of Cork, I mean, I haven't even touched on Kinsale, Googan, Barrett, like there's so much to do there. But just what I did really was around the city centre.
Yeah.
The Metropole, of course, I mentioned, that is the home of jazz. Coming up now in October, Robbie, the jazz festival is back with the bang. And again, great deals. They have great packages. It's one of the only hotels that opens for Christmas as well, Robbie, right? A lot of hotels close for Christmas.
How did you get there, by the way?
Train up and down Irish Rail. They're doing really good value deals now. And I must say, like, a lot of people were kind of giving out about the trains that, you know, they weren't, the service had kind of gone down. It was brilliant. They've got really new modern carriages, 2 hours, 35 minutes or 40 minutes. And it was great, Robbie, because from Houston right into Kent, I was like 10 minutes walk to McCurtain Street to where I was staying in the Metropole. So it was really good. I found it really good value. And again, it's stress-free, which I love, you know, really, really great. Absolutely. Lovely way to travel.
Fantastic. So Ed, checking out the sights and sounds of Cork, purecork.ie for all the details. Thanks for joining us on Travel Talk, Ed.
Thanks a million, Robbie.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine. 106.8 Sunshine 106.8